Okay, so we're gonna do something a little different today. I actually had something completely different planned for today's episode, and then I just felt so compelled by the Holy Spirit to completely shift gears. So today, we're going to talk about baptism. I have witnessed a baptism. I'm just like high on the Lord right now, and I just really need to talk about it. So we are going to discuss baptism. We're going to discuss God's beautiful grace and redemption and what it means to be baptized and what it means to show that statement of faith. I'm going to share a little bit about my baptism, a baptism I just witnessed, and we're going to get started right now. It's going to be wonderful, y'all. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. So I'm sitting here. I'm just going to tell you guys I have zero notes. Zero. Okay, I really wrestled with this morning. I went back and forth and back and forth. I'm like, Lord, do you want me to continue with what I had planned? Do you want me to just save that for Wednesday? And I just couldn't shake it, you guys. I just couldn't shake the feeling of, no, this is what subject I need to talk about today. Because baptism, it's something that I think before you are a believer, you don't really understand. And I mean, it's like you get it, like, you know, okay, people that are Christian, they get baptized and, you know, something happens. I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't think I really thought too far into what being baptized meant. I guess it kind of just seemed like some type of a ritual. I didn't really think that there was much to it. And in the months leading up to my own baptism, which was in November of 2022, I really started to understand what being baptized meant. And so by the time that I got baptized, it was just like, I felt like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I felt the Holy Spirit in me. I felt that there really was real hope, that I had real hope for something different in my life, that my life would change, that the Lord was going to really work in my life. And boy, did He work. Boy, did He work. And so I really just, last night I was reminded of all these things. I was up until midnight because I went and witnessed one of my dear friends get baptized. And when I tell you that it was just absolutely just so moving and powerful, I mean, there's not words. There are no words to describe what I felt in that moment. And so before I start talking about that, I guess let me back up and speak a little bit about baptism and what that means biblically. So baptism, it's not, the act of it is not salvation, but what it is it is a statement of faith. It is saying to the Lord publicly that yes, Jesus Christ is my Savior. He did die for my sins. I want to trust God. I want to give it all to Him. And this is me showing not just the Lord, but publicly making a statement of faith. And so I looked up the Greek root word of baptism, which I guess I'm probably going to totally say this wrong, but baptizo, I don't know. Anyway, it means to plunge, immerse, and sink, hence to wash, to be immersed, okay? So the Bible talks about water immersion, and we can see that when in Matthew, we can see that when John the Baptist, that he baptizes Jesus, we see it throughout Acts. We can see where people use baptism as a statement of faith. I think it's symbolic because it really shows that you are washing away the old person and you are being made new. You are being made clean by the Lord, by Jesus. And so there's a lot happening there. There's a lot of emotions that I think can come up when you are witnessing a baptism, when you are being baptized yourself. You know in your heart that this means a new beginning. It's a new life. It's a new chance. It's a new shot at life. And that is just, it's so amazing. So last night I went to a revival. And over 100 people had signed up to be baptized. I know that more people ended up being baptized, but at least 100 people signed up. And out of these 100 people, I was able to witness one of my dear friends that I have known since high school with his mom and his daughter being baptized. And it was absolutely beautiful when I watched this. Okay, my friend, he has been through so much over his life. He, just similarly to me, has had ups and downs, and really just had an ongoing struggle for his entire life. And so to see him get into that water with his daughter and confess to the Lord and just say, yes, Lord, I want you. I want you. And to see that happen, and then to see his daughter right after that be baptized, and then to see his mother, who she was, you know, recommitting herself to the faith, to see all three of them. I mean, I'm telling you, I was just crying because it was just so wonderful and encouraging to me. And then the best part, it gets even better, because then after that, his wife is standing next to me and she had been baptized. She's been baptized a few times. And they said, hey, where's your wife? And she's like, I'm right here. And they're like, you better get in this pool. And she's like, okay. And she just runs over, she jumps in, I mean, jeans, a belt, t-shirt, like the whole thing, and she just jumps in. And then there's another baptism, a recommitment of a marriage. It was so moving. It was so wonderful and just uplifting. And I feel like I'm gonna be just on this buzz for days about it, honestly. And seeing not just this family come together and just commit themselves to the faith, to the Lord, but witnessing other people in the room that came to this revival just completely broken, and witnessing them be filled with the faith, be prayed over, praying for others, confessing their sins, like, it was powerful. And it reminded me of when my family was baptized. I was baptized with my husband and my three kids and my brother. And before we were baptized in November, you know, leading up to it, I was just so excited because I just knew that it was going to be a mark for me. It was going to be a turning point in my life. And when I was in that water and when my pastor said, you know, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I said, yes, I do. After being dunked, I mean, I felt like everything that I'd ever done was washed away in that moment because I felt it in my heart. I felt a heart change. That was the moment. And I think you have to go into being baptized knowing that. Like, I don't think that anyone can just get into a pool and just be like, okay, I'm gonna be baptized. I think there has to be a leading up to. I think God has to move your heart and he has to place things so that when that time comes, your dedication to the Lord, it's real. It's real. Anyone can dunk someone into water, but when we're talking about a spiritual baptism, it's different. It's different because it's a commitment and it's a mind shift. It's a mindset. And, you know, I think multiple, you know, some people think that you just have to be baptized one time. I love the idea of multiple baptisms because it's just a continual renewing of your faith. It's just a continual saying to the Lord, like, yeah, I'm here and I'm going to continue to show up and I'm going to continue to be baptized and I'm going to continue to ask you to redeem me. Especially when we're talking about addiction. Having that moment in the water, it really is just such a refresher. It is such a powerful thing. It can be. If you want it, if you really want it. So this morning I was reading in my Bible and I was reading 1 Peter and he said, and it reminded me of how you feel after you go through something like this. And it says, born again to a living hope. And so I do want to read 1 Peter starting in verse 3. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That, I feel like, wraps it up in a pretty little bow, honestly. This is about redemption, being redeemed, and salvation that the world can't take away. The world cannot take it away. Think about that for a moment. And I feel that the act of baptism is just giving you living hope. Like, now you have hope. You have hope that God is going to change your life. He's going to show up in amazing ways that you can't even dream. The Lord's plan is always better than our plan. His thoughts are always better than our thoughts. His ways are always better than our ways. So I just really had to stop today and reflect on what I witnessed and share it with you guys because seriously, this was a powerful moment for me. It was witnessing a family that I love so much. It was seeing their lives be changed. It was witnessing God's glory, witnessing his his power of redemption and restoration. It was watching him restore this family. That is, it's priceless. The moment is priceless. And I'll never forget that, y'all. I'll never forget that. And if there's one thing that you can take away from this podcast episode today, I want it to be this, that God is working. He is working and he is redeeming people, y'all. I think that people nowadays, they are hungry. They're hungry for the truth. There's so many lies out there. Satan has really, he has really pulled the veil over a lot of people's eyes, and the Lord is lifting that veil. And he is showing it. He's moving in ways that we can't even see. And he's redeeming people. And he's showing them that there's a better way. His way is always going to be better. And so I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful that I got to be a part of that. And that I got to share it with you today. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." So thank you so much for listening today. I pray that this has blessed you in some way. And be sure to head over to brokentobless.com for more articles and help on addiction, depression, anxiety. In my next episode, we'll be covering depression, and I will include bonus content for members only that will be released on Wednesday to my Patreon page. For everyone else, the episode will release on Thursday. I pray you have a blessed week, and I'll catch you next time.